Our next speaker is Rocio Céspedes. Her talk is Evaluating and Improving Alternative Methods for Estimating Soil Erodibility and Water Erosion.
Hi, good morning. Well, I have already been introduced, so I'm just going to start. Do you listen to me? Yeah? Okay, good. Well, nowadays, GIS tools are being more and more used, coupled to water erosion models, in order to predict water erosion at large scales and to identify the water and soil conservation strategies. When you want to couple GIS with a water erosion model, you can do it by using a physically based model, which requires a large amount of data and therefore is used by very few people around the world. What we usually do is use an empirical model, which require a reduced number of inputs, and of which the revised universal soil loss equation is the most commonly used, and is the one I will be focusing on today. In its most simplified form, the Russell computes the average annual soil loss A as the product of an erosivity factor R and an erodibility factor K. The R factor is really easy to compute from rainfall data. However, the K factor requires long-term measurement, and which is time-consuming and expensive, and therefore we usually use a lot of estimation methods to compute it. However, which of all the equations that are available is the best, and what are their limitations? I found that to be a little bit unclear, and I'm trying to shed some light upon it. So the objectives that we had in this study were to evaluate the three most widely used equations using two databases, an American and a Chilean database. We also wanted to develop a new equation that would not have any restrictions and that would be suitable for all soil types. And finally, we wanted to see what was the effect of using one equation or another equation in the final soil loss estimate using the Russell. So the three equations that we evaluated were the nomograph equation, the DG model equation, and the EPIC model equation. The DG model equation is the simplest one because it only requires information about the soil particle distribution. However, the nomograph equation is the one that requires the highest amount of data, because besides the particle size distribution, it needs the organic matter content and a structure code and a permeability code. And I would like to point out that the original nomograph was built considering only soils with up to 4% organic matter contents, and that's a really huge restriction. And within the study, we didn't evaluate the nomograph using soils with more than 4% organic matter content, which you're going to see is a big problem here. The American database that we use was made compiling reported K factors. We looked for them in different sources, like the paper of Wichmeyer of 1971 when he presented the nomograph, and the Agricultural Handbooks 537 and 703. And even if you see a lot of reported K factors, we could only find soil information for 16 of them. So our American database was only composed of 16 soils. For the Chilean database, we had another problem. That was that soil erodibility has not been measured in Chile, so we decided to model it using the wet model. We chose the central region of Chile because it's where most farmlands are located and where soil erosion vulnerability is a major threat. And we used actual data for 56 soil series and actual data for 28 weather stations. With the web model, we obtained the annual soil loss, and from the rainfall data, we obtained the erosivity factor, and finally, we computed the K factor as the soil loss divided by the R factor. So now let's move on to the results. The first thing that I'm going to show you is this comparison between the two databases. And if you see first the texture triangle, the blue dots are Chilean soils and orange dots are American soils. It will be like that throughout the whole presentation. So in the texture triangle, we see that there is no much difference between the textures between both databases. However, if we take a closer look, Chilean soils had higher clay and organic matter contents and lower silt contents, and therefore they were expected to be less erodible. And particularly, the difference in the organic matter contents was really remarkable. The mean of the Chilean soils was 5.6%, and almost half of the soils that we had in Chile, they have more than 4% of organic matter, and therefore you cannot use the nomograph, even if it's the most commonly used equation. So, moving on to the evaluation of the equations, what you see on the horizontal axis is the measured k-factor, which corresponds to the reported k-factor for the American database, and the model k-factor for the Chilean database. And then in the vertical axis, you have the estimated k-factor for the three estimation methods. So you can see right away that none of the estimation methods work well. They presented a lot of problems, especially for the low erodibility values and the high erodibility values. And for the measured k-factor, we had values up to 0.9. And you can see that none of the equations gave us values above 0.07. So they are not able to reproduce the real range of erodibility values. So the nomograph equation had the worst performance, actually, and the EPIC model equation had the best performance. And even if it was the best, it wasn't satisfactory. Therefore, we decided to create our own model, which we call the SILT-OM model, because it only uses the silt content and the organic matter content. And you can see that the result is much better. And now we actually have estimates that are in the same range of the measured k-factor values. So if we take a closer look to this and we separate it according to the organic matter content, we see first that for the soils with organic matter contents below 4%, the model actually doesn't behave so well. However, it's not quite different than the other estimation methods, that for soils with more than 4% organic matter, the result is really satisfactory. We had a model efficiency of 0.67, which is really good. And this is very encouraging in terms of using this new model for predicting the soil erodibility of soils with high organic matter contents. The last thing I'm going to show you is how this affects the soil loss estimates. So what we have here in the horizontal axis is the predicted average annual soil loss for the Chilean soils that we obtained with WEP, and the vertical axis what we obtained using the Russell and the different models. So you can see that the soil loss estimates are actually quite accurate. The nomograph and the DG model equations gave us the worst results, but the EPIC model and the SILT-OM model gave us pretty satisfactory results. So even though we have a high error in the k-factor estimations, this error is somehow buffered with the erosivity factor, and so we obtain very accurate soil loss estimations. So, well, summarizing this presentation, which was actually shorter than what I expected, the three k-factor equations perform really poorly, and they had problems with long high erodibility factors. The SILT-OM model that we developed showed really good results, especially good results for the Chilean soils, and very encouraging results for soils with high organic matter content. As I have just shown you, the error in the k-factor did not really affect the accuracy of the estimates of the soil loss, and the EPIC and the SILT-OM model were the ones with satisfactory results. And finally, given the simplicity of the SiltoM model, it is very easy to couple it with GIS tools. Therefore, this new model, it's a new tool for soil erosion risk assessment. So thank you very much, and do you have any questions? No questions, come on, okay. Excuse me, what?
A little history or information. Why is the soil organic matter
high in those soils? I don't really know. They just have, we have soils up to 20% organic matter. They are probably soils that are not under agriculture, maybe. This soil survey, though, is very old, actually, the one we use, but it is... I couldn't really say actually why, but they do.
You have a lot of organic soil up there.
Yeah.
That was part like soil, because they tend to retain organic matter.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you have any question later, you can ask me.